Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode brought to you from Help I Sex with My Boss, where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. How does the bonus do? Is it the same as that? Is it pretty much? Oh, okay. Where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Well,
you're funny.
Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful Gene Divas.
Welcome back to this country.
Thank you very much.
Jordan, as we mentioned, last Tuesday has been away to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you have a nice time?
I had a wonderful time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you rouge your knees up?
Till my stockings were down.
Yeah.
And all that jazz. Yeah, yes I did.
Good. Well, we'll talk about it more in next week's episode, shall
okay,
we?
Okay, Tuesday's yeah. episode.
I've been away as well, but we'll come on to that. But, you know, not because you go away and I have to then go away to match you.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Oh,
fine.
What did you do recently? I forgot. You got something, so I got it as well.
Anal beads.
Wow. Wow. Do you remember when we first started this podcast? You're like, you can't say that. I'm an etiquette coach.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're just straight
just
in there.
Just beyond caring now.
Yeah. What was it you did recently and we did the same thing?
Bed.
Maybe it was going to Chicago because you'd gone.
Yeah, but, excuse me, that's you following me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You did something else recently.
You've got a laptop. It's not that.
Can't remember.
No. Anyway. How funny. Did you watch Eurovision? No, you were away.
No, I didn't. I missed
it. Okay. There was a song, the Finnish entry from Finland.
Is that what they ended on?
What?
The Finnish.
No. Hey, very good. No, they ended on us. And we did say well. But the Finnish entry was a song called Cha-Cha-Cha.
Was it actually?
Yes. However, it wasn't any cha-cha-chas like I cha-cha-cha. And actually, I'm rethinking my attitude that every song is better with the cha-cha-cha. Because that, and this is a controversial opinion, everyone, was a terrible song.
Oh, okay. Did you have a Eurovision party?
No, but we watched it when I was away with our friends. We watched it.
Oh, did you?
Together, yeah. I'm not completely convinced they had ever watched Eurovision before, and I'm not also convinced that they wanted to watch Eurovision, but they watched Eurovision.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Were they a straight couple?
Yes.
They'd never watched Eurovision
before.
I'm joking. That's not fair. Did you watch it, Ben?
No.
He was away as well.
Oh, yeah.
But we've all been away. We'll talk about all of this on Tuesday's episode.
We've been jet-setting.
Well, actually, I didn't leave this country.
Globe-trotting.
We had the trots.
Globe-trotting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. What's another word for going away? Jet setting, globetrotting, and your travels. Holly Bobs.
No, we're not doing that. Should we just go to the responses?
Yes, please.
This is from Emma. Dear William Jordan, EPB and Diego, your recent episode, Help, He's Got a Donkey Cock, was quite triggering for me.
Which one was that? Can't remember.
Your Stephen's Got a Big Willy.
Yeah.
When you came to talking about swingers and how the identification of a swinger is now via an upside-down pineapple in a supermarket trolley over the previous pompous/pampas grass, I knew I had to write in. 6 years ago, I was going through a pretty horrific breakup. I had a mini breakdown. Part of my chaotic behaviour at this time included getting a tattoo of a pineapple, photo below. I have always wanted a pineapple tattoo, so I thought, fuck it. and did it. Alas, ever since, and increasingly over the past year or so, when people see it, they make a comment on how it is now associated with being a swinger. I have been sent numerous articles about people wearing various items of pineapple clothing, jewellery, and the aforementioned pineapple in a shopping trolley. Colleagues at work and acquaintances have also commented, asking if I am in fact a swinger.
Wow.
Just to clarify, I am not a swinger. Whilst I'm very much a believer of each to their own, this is not something I have or will ever partake in. How do I politely answer the question, does that mean you're a swinger, without becoming overly defensive and passive-aggressive? Best wishes and kindest regards, Emma. And there is the tattoo of the pineapple, just above her ankle.
I'm looking. It's not an upside-down pineapple.
It's not.
So what I'd do...
not unless you're upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, if her legs were in the air, technically it would be upside down. Anyway.
In which case, the question might become superfluous.
I don't know what that means, but okay. what I would do is to cancel out that pineapple tattoo. It's a very good tattoo, by the way. I'd just get I'm not a swinger tattooed on your forehead. And that would solve it. That would solve it.
I think you're overcomplicating this, Emma. When people say, are you a swinger, you just go, no, I'm not. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
I think the whole point
of being a swinger is you don't ask them if they're a swinger. It's like being in Fight Club. You don't talk about it. It's like you just give each other a look or stuff. Right, it's bugging me. It's really bugging me because someone I know recently had a pineapple on a necklace. I can't remember who it was. And it was recently. And now that's just flashed in my mind.
Well,
I don't know if it was someone at work. I don't know if it was someone I seen on the train. I don't know if it was Mikey.
It was definitely not Mikey.
I can't remember who it was. I think it's someone we know had a pineapple on her. Gonna bug me that.
Okay, anyway, well, come back to me. This is from Stephen with a PH. Dear William Jordan, executive super producer Ben and Diego.
God.
I just wanted to update you on my problem from the other week. Yes, it's me, Stephen, from my Stephen's Got a Big Willy.
Oh, hi, Stephen.
Thanks. So, as mentioned previously, we planned to attend a family member's birthday party, and this was the first time we had all seen each other since my mother-in-law-to-be had seen everything.
So, Stephen's... Oh, so...
Stephen was sleepwalking naked.
Yes.
His mother-in-law
saw. No, he left the bathroom without his...
Okay.
His mother-in-law seen his widgie.
Yeah, and made a comment about it to Stephen's partner.
What did you call it when you were younger?
Penis, I think.
Look, did your mum call it your penis?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I really...
That's so weird. Did your mum, like, you know when you're running around the house naked?
Well, I didn't do a lot of that.
Would your mum ever, like, put your widgie away or stuff like that?
No.
Or would your mum say, put your penis away? That's
weird. Well, no, she didn't say that because I didn't run around the house naked.
No, like would she say, stop itching your widgie and stuff?
No.
When you were a kid?
No.
Your tinky?
What is that what yours were called? Was it your tinky? His was called his tuppence.
Tuppence a bag.
Can you not remember? Winky, tinky, todger?
Widgie.
Widgie
and tinky.
Was it? Did your mum and dad say, would you?
Can we move on from talking about this and back to Stephen's letter? All seemed fine at first, he says, crashing on. We all exchanged pleasantries when we arrived, and I was introduced to members of my partner's, no apostrophe, family that I hadn't met previously, including his grandmother. At this point, I should explain that my partner's grandmother is quite elderly. She doesn't have the best eyesight, is profoundly deaf, and extremely Spanish.
This is Stephen with the big willy. Remember Stephen? With the big widgie.
The big chorizo. After my partner's aunt attempted to introduce me to her as Stephen and Raphael's partner a few times, about eight times, she suddenly seemed to understand when she called me Polo de Burro.
Shut up. What does that mean?
Now, my Spanish isn't great and my partner is teaching me a bit at a time, so I had to check with him what this meant. As it turns out, my partner's elderly grandmother refers to me as Donkey Kong.
No! So his grandma went, Polo de Bello.
Polo de Burro, yeah.
how continental.
Yes.
Spanish talking openly about their in-law's big penis.
After this,
this is brilliant.
After this, my partner thought it might be an idea to have a chat with his mother, as she had clearly been speaking to her family about Willygate.
This game.
better.
She did apologise and said she may have mentioned it to a few members of the extended family. My partner's amusement was short-lived on this occasion when his aunt took his plate from him when we were eating and said she felt he'd had enough meat already before winking at me. Wow.
When I'm next in Spain, I want to meet this family. They sound like a right lad. What a good... This is brilliant. This is fantastic.
So now my love length is a topic of discussion at family events. I'm just hoping that it won't be the topic of discussion at our wedding in a few weeks' time. I'm thinking we may need to take anything too phallic off the menu. Thanks for all the advice. Warmest regards, Stephen. P.S. After Jordan's John Wayne comment, my partner has taken to singing "These Boots Are Made for Walking" at me. I'm not sure if that's a sign of something.
He's had enough meat already. Stephen, do you just want to write into us every so often? Let us know how Willie Gates going, please.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for that. Thank you for the update. And I'm so sorry that the trauma is enduring. But I mean, at least you can laugh about it.
Yeah.
This is from Mark. Dearest William, Jordan, EPB and Diego, and in brackets...
Scatterty scritchity.
Could you do it as Diego, please?
I'm not in the mood, sorry.
Oh.
I'm not a performing monkey.
It just comes. You're performing Whippet.
It comes natural to me. Scratity, I can't remember it. What was it?
Scratity, scratity.
Oh, there you go. That was very good.
That was my normal voice. I was listening to an episode recently where a G&D shared her experience as a psychology teacher and mispronounced the name McGeoch as McGooch. For a number of years, I worked in further education colleges where we taught subjects like arboriculture, countryside management and horticulture. As part of the horticulture students' training, they had to learn plant names, both the common names and the Latin names. One of the plants is a white-stemmed bramble, a.k.a. Rubus cockburnianus.
That's a Harry Potter spell. That is not a plant. I'm sure Hermione said Rubus cockburnianus.
I'm sure she did. Pity the poor horticulture lecturer who had to teach the following name to a group of 16 or 17... I'm so sorry, I've had so much alcohol. Pity the poor horticulture lecturer who had to teach the following name to a group of 16 or 17-year-old students. Best regards, Mark.
We should probably do this next bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, from your next AA meeting. Jesus, wet.
It's because I haven't had any breakfast because the train was running late.
So you've started smashing the gins already?
Because that's part of the show.
Jesus.
And this final one, thank God, is from Mira. Hi, William, Jordan and EPB. Absolutely love the show. Thank you for all the laughs. I've got a couple of potential Jordan's Dictionary entries. Oh, for your Northern Dictionary. I'm one of your American listeners, and I'm hoping for some clarification on something. I hear in every episode when Jordan says, "We're not the usual blank, are we, William Hansen?" What are you saying there? It sounds like Agatee ants. Is this a British phrase? Also, what on God's green earth is a picky tea? Thanks for helping out to confuse Yankee. I always think it's especially hilarious when one of you visits the US and comments on the wackiness of American culture. Lots of love, Mira.
Okay, I'll translate this. Gee, Mira! Hey! Right, no, we're not saying Agatee ants. We're saying agony ants.
Agony.
Agony, as in
I'll
agony.
I'll say it in English. Agony ants.
So if you're in agony, and an agony ant... Is it a British term, an agony ant?
Possibly it is, maybe.
Yeah, so an agony ant is probably coined, I'm going to say, around about the 80s, 90s. When
I think it goes back further than that.
People used to write into newspapers for help and advice.
Yeah.
And it would only be...
Answered
by Dear Deirdre and stuff. Mm. I'm going way off piece.
She won't know what Deirdre is.
No, who Dear Deirdre is. And there's that woman off This Morning, weren't there? The Geordie one. She's no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was she called?
Denise.
Denise, yeah, yes. She was a bit of an agony aunt, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So we're saying agony aunt. It's a term coined for people who offer advice.
Mm.
On everyday problems,
yes.
Dilemmas.
So Jordan is saying agony aunt, as in your wife of your uncle.
A picky tea, you get yourself off now, because I know you're going to hate this, but a picky tea is basically anything you want it to be. In some parts of the UK, it's called a party tea. It's called British tapas. Think of tapas, but for Brits. So it's just loads of frozen bits.
All beige.
It's just bits of leftover food and bits in the freezer And it can be whatever you want to be. You can have a bit of leftover pizza and some just picky bits. Just picky bits. The best way I can describe it.
It's what you would get in the freezer aisle of Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
basically
just frozen bits. British tapas is the best way of describing it.
Yes, British Northern tapas.
British Northern tapas, turkey dinosaurs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's not something that you need to start an America Mirror.
We hope that helped.
We hope that helps.
What would the Americans call picky tea?
Probably an all-you-can-eat buffet.
See, there's a difference between a picky tea and a buffet.
But I never get this.
Because a buffet's planned and like for more than... I say a buffet is for more than six people. A picky tea is like when it's just two of you in house, you're like, I can't be asked cooking tonight, just have a picky tea.
Okay.
You'll see what's in freezer, see what's in fridge, in cupboards, and then you might go to the shop to judge.
But the trouble is, if Mike and I started doing a picky tea, we don't... What is in our freezer is like meat, raw meat, peas, and ice cream. And ice cubes.
Any bags of shit in there?
No.
Good.
So we can't then start doing turkey dinosaurs.
Can go out and get... I'll tell you what's in my freezer. Right?
Okay.
Probably quite different to my freezer when I was back up north.
Yes.
But you know those what they called? What? They're absolutely banging. You get them from Tesco. What do French call cheese and ham toasty?
Croque monsieur.
Yeah, so I've got some mini ones of them. Right. They are banging on a picky tea.
Okay.
I've got some smiley faces.
Yes. Right?
I've got some leftover chili. You could even defrost that. I've got curly fries.
Okay.
Perfect for a picky tea.
Yeah.
Fish fingers.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've got, what's the other bits? Waffles.
Yeah, it's all beige, Mira. This is the common theme. Like beige is like a yellowy, sort of an unattractive yellow. That's how I describe beige.
Why don't you make one, Mira?
And send...
It's called Mira.
Mira.
Mira, Mira on the wall. Why don't you make an American picky tea? And send us a picture of it, and I'll rate it. Remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with Producer Ben. For more sex and news and nonsense, sign up to Producer Ben's newsletter via sexandmyboss.com, and we'll see you next week. Oh, and Producer Ben's going to tell us all about
his trip
and the new secret club he's joined next week.
Yes. It's very exciting. Goodbye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.